The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The second station is ill, but clinically stable. Every day we assess where we are, and every day we work to make sure that we're responding as effectively as possible.
That's Dr. Thomas Frieden from the CDC, and I think the CDC, more than anybody, frankly, really, really dropped the ball on this one. So now you've got a second nurse who is sick with Ebola, and she got on a plane to go to Cleveland. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I tell you, I know that all of you listening would not do the same thing. I know that all of you realize just how serious it can be. Why does it seem as though we're taking this lightly? And then they wonder why the anxiety is growing. You wonder why people are worried about the threat of this virus and could it come to your neighborhood, even though, yes, it's primarily in Dallas, thanks to Tom Duncan coming here. And then some of the mishandling of that. And now the second nurse, who, by the way, is not in Dallas. She was flown to Emory University in Atlanta, where a couple of others were being treated and have been treated in the past, as you know. So the CDC missed opportunities to contain this, frankly. And do we know how dangerous Ebola is? Yeah, I think we do. I think we get it. I think the American people get it. And the CDC is doing some CYA on the highest level. I mean, what a deadly failure this is. This isn't even political. Forget Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. Forget the labels. How about the concern for the people who are supposed to know what they're doing in these positions? I mean, days after the first diagnosis of Ebola, think about that. Think back for a second on what that was like. Tom Frieden, who you just heard, said he was so confident about the hospital's ability in Dallas to manage the virus. And he even said at one point, essentially, any hospital in the country can take care of Ebola. You don't need a special hospital room to do it. Oh, except for that the second nurse that got it, we're flying her to Emory. He said that you need meticulous training and materials to make sure that care is done safely so the caregivers aren't at risk. Was that meticulous, what happened in Dallas? And now they're admitting that they weren't aggressive enough in managing Ebola. Ah, gosh, I guess we kind of sat on our heels on that one. That's exactly what he said. I mean, listen to what he said. I mean, here's the quote, another quote for you. We could have sent a more robust hospital infection control team, really, and been more hands-on with the hospital from day one. Really? You don't say. About exactly how this should be managed. So now, he's perfect for the job because he's just like the people in Washington. It's all about reaction, not action. You don't do anyone any good by saying, oh, we could have been more aggressive. So now he outlines new steps to stop the spread of the disease, including the creation of an Ebola response team, including, oh, gee, we said this before this happened, increased training for healthcare workers nationwide, and changes at the Texas hospital to minimize the risk for more infections. And here's what he said, too. I swear, you cannot make this stuff up. I wish we had put a team like this on the ground the day the first patient was diagnosed. That might have prevented this infection. Gee, tell that to Amber Vinson. Tell that to Nina Pham, the two nurses who had the bad luck of working for Texas Health Presbyterian, where Duncan was taken and had the encounter with him. I mean, is there a difference between what's happening in Dallas compared to West Africa? Okay, yeah, of course. In West Africa, 10,000 new cases a week within 2 months, which is crazy insanity. 70% the numbers climbed up, people are dying if you look at the numbers. And good for the nurses union to say, yeah, if we're going to play this blame game, we're going to tell you what we think. And we talked about that in our last show, to talk about the open air areas and how they insisted that the nurses knew what to do. And now 76 people at the hospital might have been exposed to Duncan. Hey, not to mention the fact that Amber Vinson went on a plane, calls the CDC, and says that she has a low-grade fever, and says she's getting on a plane to go to Cleveland, and nobody says, no. Don't get on the plane. So she gets on the plane. There's 138 people on the plane, which, of course, they're trying to track them. CDC isn't worried about them, but they're trying to track them down. They have the passenger's manifesto, so they can track them all down to talk to them and just kind of monitor them. So don't worry. Yeah, it's not a big deal. Do you feel confident, really, that they can prevent, they being the government, the CDC, can prevent a serious outbreak? At least there was a trip cancellation. The president canceled a fundraising trip. Of course, because now we have another blunder. He was going to travel to New Jersey and Connecticut. He was going to raise money for his fellow Dems for re-election. But instead, he's going to have cabinet members over for a meeting on Ebola. In fact, they've already had meetings on Ebola. They've already talked about this. He canceled that Wednesday trip to have that meeting. Well, that was sensible. It's too bad they didn't have these meetings before. It's too bad the mindset wasn't different on this whole Ebola thing. I mean, great. Great if we have ways to beat Ebola. If most people don't need medicine and they can just get IVs and be looked at to make sure they're okay. But that's not what happened. Instead, there was a lot of misinformation out there. And that's what's led to these problems. So now you got lots of people admitting they screwed up. The hospital admitting there was a big screw up. And now this plane that Amber Vinson called, she called to say she's getting on that plane to Cleveland. So she's been with the fiance. She's been with the mother. She's out getting ready for a wedding. That plane made 5 different flights that carried the Ebola patient, made 5 different flights before it was taken out of commission, because now they're going to hazmat that puppy. So that's great. So will they look at the other passengers who jumped on it? Something airborne, something left behind? Who knows? The plane went from Dallas to Cleveland, Cleveland to Dallas, Dallas to Cleveland, Cleveland to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale to Cleveland, Cleveland to Atlanta, Atlanta to Cleveland. Wow. How many people got on that plane? They better pray there's no kind of an epidemic. They better pray. Airline stocks, by the way, went down, down, down. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With Andrew Szabo. He is in our virtual green room. We've had a lot of people in the virtual green room the last couple of days. He, of course, is a strategy, branding, and marketing expert. And boy, there is a lot to talk about coming out of D.C. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. It's getting crowded here in the green room.
It is. It's like it's becoming like the, I don't know, the Conan O'Brien show, maybe Jimmy Fallon on a night with a lot of guests. I'm not sure. But it's a lot of fun. Hey, so how about this deal from the White House? Today they're saying, and we talked to Victoria Jones, who's at the White House briefing today, and, you know, they were talking about the fact that they're saying the strategy against ISIS is succeeding, but just the other day they were talking about how close they were getting to Baghdad and the fear over that. General Dempsey was saying, yeah, they're not going to take the airport, there's no way, but, of course, there's no boots on the ground. And then you have, in the mix with all of that, Iraqi military saying that if they're encountering some of these ISIS members, they don't have the right kind of training and they're just going to put their guns down and run. And so now, because of that, follow the storyline. Now, because of that, Turkey has agreed to allow to let us train them in Turkey so that they feel like they're prepared to fight ISIS. Am I missing something? I mean, we're going to have a big lag in time here, and I'm worried that they're going to end up taking Baghdad, which would be terrible if that happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think in the last 2 days alone, the U.S. has conducted 21 separate airstrikes. I mean, that's a major operations on these are airstrikes on ISIS forces in and around Kobani, and as well as they deployed an Apache attack, I think, with Apache attack helicopters to repel those advances on Baghdad Airport that you were talking about. And yet, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be strained. They continue to move ahead. They're advancing on Baghdad and Kobani despite those airstrikes. Turkey's bombing Kurdish targets in the southeast of the country. I think in terms of strategy, again, it's not working. I mean, it's, you know, John Ernest was saying he's confident the president's, you know, in that strategy, but I think what we're seeing here is the assembled international military does not seem to be. Now, they're supposed to having a meeting today or tomorrow about coordinating their forces, so it's clear that they're still not completely coordinated. I think it's a matter of time that I think Baghdad's going to fall, unfortunately. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. And again, this is we waited too long. You can't wait this long when you this, we've known about ISIS for a long time. We ignored the intelligence reports, and now we're paying the price.
Yeah, absolutely. You're dead on right about that. We had Andrew O'Brien on our last show, and he talked about serving in Iraq and saying that in 2009 they were dealing, he was dealing, and his fellow troop members were dealing with ISIS, and they knew then that it was crazy and out of control. So think of 2009 to now. And then on top of that, the White House is saying that they're not going to have any kind of trade concessions in nuclear talks with Iran for Tehran's help in combating ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Is this a smart move?
Well, I don't know. Dealing with Iran is always a mess. I mean, there is no clear strategy to deal with them. We have failed consistently in this area. We gave them an awful lot of concessions along the way here, and they have run with it. So I'm not sure. I think we have to pick our partners there, and Iran is not necessarily the best player to play with. So, I'm not sure. I'm ambivalent about that. They're just totally unreliable as a partner. They do not respect the United States. Their word doesn't mean anything. So whatever concessions we might make, they're going to take full advantage of it, and we don't stand to gain necessarily anything out of it.
Yep, I agree with you, by the way. Absolutely. I don't even trust their foreign minister, Rouhani, the president. I don't trust him. They are unreliable. You said it best. So clearly, at least in this sense, it's smart not to hook up with them because it's not going to help any. So why bother in that direction? The other big thing that we're all dealing with, it is the buzz in the backyard no matter where you live, but especially here in our satellite facility, we're telling people, you know, hey, we're 10 miles from the hospital where now the nurse is fighting Ebola, and she seems to be doing pretty well, thank goodness, but Tom Duncan lost his life. So people are worried about Ebola. They're worried about what's happening. And the White House now is saying initially they said no way. Now they're saying they're not going to rule out the possibility of an Ebola czar. Do we need an Ebola czar to respond to this health crisis?
I'm sorry. Well, you're saying that I heard that the White House is rebuffing those demands from Republican lawmakers.
It's changed. They're talking about, they're not ruling out is the, because, you know, it's all about how you say it. They're not ruling out appointing a czar.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a wise strategy, and this is actually something that Republicans have been calling for. So I think part of their resistance was the fact that they didn't think of it first. It was the Republicans. But you've got to have a central point. There's a crisis here. You know, they're talking about the World Health Organization is predicting 10,000 new Ebola cases per week. The death rate is around 70%. So we have to nip it in the bud here in the United States. We cannot. I know we have more. Somebody said this, that Obama has more czars than the Romanovs, which was, I thought, quite amusing. I think that came from an Arizona Republican. But in this case, this is a good reason to have a czar. And we need somebody who's going to be the point person, somebody who can take responsibility for this. And I think part of the problem is the CDC has not shown good leadership there. I haven't seen any polls on this or anything, but in talking with people, I don't think people trust what the Centers for Disease Control prevention, there's officials are saying. There's now new talk that it is actually more infectious than they first thought. I think they knew this all along, you know. So there's a lack of trust with the CDC. I think appointing a czar would be a good strategy to potentially create some a single point of responsibility for this crisis, and perhaps restore some confidence in the public.
Yep. I mean, I can't believe it, but we're actually agreeing down the line. So I shouldn't say I can't believe it. We agree on a lot, but it's nice sometimes when we disagree. So, all right. So here's another big one that people can absolutely relate to when it comes to these robocall things. The American Bankers Association is saying, Andrew, that they want financial institutions to be able to place automated calls to customers' cell phones to alert them of a potential fraud, but there's a push to not have that happen because they think, you know, that's wrong. But the Banking Association wants the FCC's permission to alert you to the possibility of identity theft or some kind of security breach using pre-recorded cell phone messages. Is this fair or foul? What do you think from a strategic point of view, I guess?
I think they should give people a choice, actually. I think a better strategy would be to, you know, allow the customer to make the choice, that send you either a text message or a call. I think a lot of people would actually opt for a text message. Yes, I want to be alerted if there is, because there's so much, identity theft has become an epidemic in this country without a doubt. And I know on your show a couple of months ago, you had a guest on that was talking about the solution to the epidemic. But I think we're a long way before deploying that. In the meantime, we have to alert people. Unfortunately, we are still in a reactive. We're not preventing this. So since we're in a reactive mode, at least give people a choice. And I think that would be a better strategy, is giving people a choice how to get them. It's like airlines. You know, I was waiting for somebody at the airport this weekend, and, you know, I punch in, I'm expecting this flight, and do I want to be texted, or do I want to get an automatic call? At least I'm in control, and I've made the choice to get the call or the text. Put the customer in control.
I think so, too. Absolutely. Well, let them have the choice. You know, it's that whole you can either opt in or you can opt out, because maybe you'll get, you know, sometimes they could go overboard and you don't want to get an alert every 5 seconds either. And then you'll freak out and they're just being overprotective because they see something unusual on the account. So I think warning systems can be good, but I don't know that everybody wants that on their cell phone. Let it be the consumer's choice.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
We ended on an agreeing note here. So, Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to your listeners. It's always a delight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain.
Coming up, don't forget, we've got Nail the Score in our final segment of this hour. But before we get there, how about a daily salute? You know, we've been talking a lot, obviously, about Ebola and the scare over Ebola because of all the balls that have been dropped, and they just seem, they, meaning the bureaucrats connected to this, seem so lackadaisical. First, you have the CDC saying, well, yeah, you know, we weren't aggressive enough. Just, geez, you know, now we're being aggressive. Here's what we're doing. Here's all the things that we're going to do, why they did do them before. The hospital saying they made mistakes, and, you know, here we go. We have a second person with Ebola. Granted, both were in close quarters with Tom Duncan. It's still not good. Do you really want to be one of the people on the plane that finds out that you look on your local news and you see this? I want you to think about this for a second. You just went to Cleveland for something. You come back to Dallas or Fort Lauderdale or wherever, and you find out, in this case it was Dallas, so you find out that the person that was sitting in your area was the Ebola nurse, the second Ebola nurse diagnosed. You see on the tube, very slow walking person who is covered head to toe with all of the protective features, while the anchor people say, this is Amber Vinson. She is the second nurse to come in contact with Tom Duncan, who died a week ago from Ebola. He was the first person to get it in the United States. Of course, he brought it in from Liberia. But that's what you're watching, and you remember, oh, yeah, I remember her sitting in the airport lounge. Yeah, I was on that plane. Oh, well, and by the way, you hear this. You hear the person saying this over these shots. They're going to contact everybody who was on the flight, the one flight, because then, of course, the plane went on to fly in a couple of that Frontier jet, went in five different places. Crazy. So the Daily Salute has nothing to do with Ebola. It has everything to do with celebrating the Kansas City Royals. Wow. They reached their first World Series since 1985. Can you say sweep? Get out the brooms for everybody listening in Missouri. Yeah, I love underdog teams. I'm a believer. I said all along that this was a team of destiny, and they definitely were. They go to the World Series with an undefeated 8-0 record in the postseason by beating the Orioles 2-1 in Game 4. You know, these were close games, tough for the Orioles, but what an incredible run for the Royals. Now it's a question of, are they going to meet the Giants, or are they going to meet St. Louis, which would be the series that happened back in 1985. What team are they going to meet to play for the championship? But I think it's terrific, so attaboy to everybody on that team. Love it. Love it. Missouri, people in Missouri, you may be split. Some of you actually might be fans of St. Louis. St. Louis, by the way, is having a tougher time in their National League Championship Series. The Giants rallied in this last game, so they've got a 3-1 lead in the series. Doesn't mean St. Louis couldn't come back, but it's really tough to do that. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chad, who says, Kate, first time I've emailed the show. Yeah, the Ebola stuff is frightening. We live here in Florida, but as we watch what's going on in Texas and we hear the stories from West Africa, sure, it's common sense to say this is no West Africa, but it's also very human to be concerned about what is being done in this country when you hear about what happened with Duncan and his death, and then these nurses, now the second nurse who has Ebola, and it's always, well, they're in critical condition but stable and they're fighting it, and geez, now today they're good. And certainly we wish that and hope that both of those nurses come through this, but it doesn't give you much confidence when you have the CDC saying they weren't aggressive enough in the hospital apologizing. It's been a cluster, you know what, since this whole thing happened. Absolutely. It's unprepared. You know, how often do you hear here in America Tonight, or probably on your local radio stations, you'll hear spots for being emergency prepared. And, you know, a long time ago, before I did America Tonight, I'd be like, wow, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you have some candles in a drawer, you got some stuff that you can easily grab and throw in a bag. Now, my friends, I do not think that any longer. After, number one, I've been through a few disasters, but just in seeing the response to things, you are in charge of yourself. Now, there may be an incredible fire department near you, awesome police officers, a great sense of community in your neighborhood. I feel like I really have that. I feel lucky to have that. But ultimately, when everybody's scrambling and it hits the fan, you have to take responsibility. You just can't wait and be told what you should think and how you should react to something. So with Ebola, pay attention to what's being said and why the hospital didn't do that, why the CDC wasn't all over it and on top of it. You know, I'll never know. I can say that a million times, but to me, this was just a big cluster blunder. I'm in charge of the CDC. I said it before. I'm flying myself to Dallas. I'm having three different sessions for people who can't see me when I'm there in the morning because they're working. The doctors got operations. They're busy. I'm talking to everyone in the hospital. And I'll specifically zero in on the people that dealt with Duncan and talk about Ebola. But I will clear up any question, let people raise their hands, and I will have handouts. I will have a PowerPoint, and we can discuss it. That way, one, my bases are covered. Two, maybe the nurse, the doctor, the somebody who didn't know what was clearly happening with Ebola now understands the contagious aspect of it and things that could fall through the cracks. How about that? I mean, the epicenter is Dallas. That was the first diagnosis. I'm there. That's what I would do. All right, here's one from Bob who says, yo, Kate, Ebola. It's a dirty five-letter word. In my neighborhood, since we live far away in New Jersey, there is conversation about it. We think it's outrageous the way the idiots in Dallas have handled this. But I think we should all pay attention. So in case something should happen, you're well aware of it. And I have to be honest, I don't know that I'd be walking into the hospital if I had something right now, unless it was something serious. But otherwise, why am I rushing to put myself in those situations? I mean, we've already had problems with Mercer and hospitals and some other things, too. Yeah, it's funny you say the Mercer thing. I had a friend that happened to. Had a softball injury in Philadelphia, went to a hospital, and then ended up getting Mercer, and it was brutal. But Mercer is not Ebola. Ebola in West Africa is 70%, they're saying, at this point. 70% are dying from that who get it. And part of the problem is because when they get it, they're not being treated right away. They're running away. They're pretending they don't have it, whatever. Which would have been terrible if that nurse had done that. She was taking her temperature, and the fact that the CDC didn't say, what are you thinking? Why are you at an airport? You cannot be flying. And look, now you're saying you have a little bit of a temperature. Yeah, we got to monitor this. Here's one from Marvin. Kate, nail the score. What's going on with nail the score? I am not working on Wednesday, so I'm going to try to send an email or give a call. I think that's when you do it. Yep. Very timely, this email. Coming up in our next segment is Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about the world of sports or football or any of that. We randomly, the computer, picks the game of the week in football. You tell us who you think is going to win of the two sides and what you think the final score is going to be. Could it be any easier? Joseph says, Kate, 76 Dallas workers are being monitored, healthcare workers. So, boy, there were a whole bunch of people that came in contact with Thomas Duncan. We saw his fate. And now we see these two nurses who may look on the surface like they're going to pull through. That's good. But what would happen if 76 people came down with Ebola? Do you think that hospital could handle it? No. I think you'd be looking at sending these hospital workers to some other places. And I guess that therein lies the problem. Are we ready for an influx of people? And the answer is we'd have to be, right? And maybe now because of the mistakes, they're perhaps a little bit better prepared. I think every hospital has to be prepared for that possibility. And actually, if I was a hospital administrator, if I was running the hospital, if I was the so-called, I'm going to call the person a CEO because it's different in every system, but I would do the same meeting thing. I would just paint the picture for everybody. I mean, even if I had to do whatever, Google Plus, whatever I have to do, we're going to make people sign in and I'm going to just do the strokes and tell them what's going on with Ebola. And luckily, thank goodness, we don't have it here, but gosh, should the case appear, let's not be caught like they were in Dallas. Let's be ready to roll and handle this and rock through it. And I would assume there are definitely some good ones out there, and I guarantee that they're thinking about that and working on that right now. You heard the listener ask about it. Oh, yeah. Nail the Score coming up next here on ATN.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to NoWrinklesAllowed.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. A lot of you have asked for it, and we brought it back. So let's let the computer roll, Nathan, and see who is going to be the game of the week. What's going to be the game of the week? I heard that computer. I love it. All right, so the game of the week. Wow. The game of the week is Arizona and Oakland. Arizona and Oakland. Well, I think it's almost an easy pick, but I could be wrong. After all, I didn't pick the Cowboys last week, and I picked Seattle, and they, of course, lost. So the game of the week is the Cardinals and the Raiders. The Cardinals are 4-1. The Raiders are 0-5. Carson Palmer has really, really brought the Cards back, revived them. I'm going to say Cardinals. I mean, it's almost right to have an upset, but I'm going to say Cardinals win it, and I think the final score is 28-17. So Cardinals. That's my 2 cents. I'm going with Palmer. How's that? Larry Fitzgerald, Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald, great hookups. We've seen that in a couple of the big games that they've had, even from the very beginning in week one. They were stellar. So that's my answer. 28-17 Arizona. How about you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nail the score. What do you think happens in this game? Are you going with Arizona? The easy choice, let's face it, because they're winning. Or are you going with the Raiders? Dale in Illinois. Dale in Illinois, what do you think?
Well, I'm disappointed you didn't pick the Cowboys last week there, Queen of Late Night Talk.
Yeah, I didn't do so well. I picked Seattle. That was the easy pick, though, again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going 37-10 Cardinals.
37-10 Cardinals. I like it. Yeah, the Raiders haven't shown much signs of life.
No, they're not playing very well.
Nah, they're not playing well at all. All right, Dale, duly noted, you are in the books. If you want to be like Dale, jump on now or forever hold your peace. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Nathan, front and center, we have to ask you what your guess is, you guessing man.
Where are the Cardinals located again?
Is that Arizona?
It is Arizona. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, that's where I wouldn't mind being right now.
I like Arizona. Okay, what's the score?
I'm gonna put it low and let's hope something fun happens, something unexpected happens. Let's go with 21-10.
21-10. Oh, that's unexpected. Yeah, 21-10. I love it.
All right.
All right. You are locked and loaded. 21-10. By the way, next week we're moving it earlier because I will be on a flight, hopefully a very clean flight. I might look like a hazmat person myself when I jump on a plane. So because of the travel... Oh, no. Next week it will be the same time. I'm sorry. Next week will be the same time as the following week. So forget that. Just forget I said that. Don't get confused. Next week, we will have Nail the Score, same bat channel. All right, Jack from Down Under says Arizona. He's doing the Pal Talk thing. You can catch us on Pal Talk, americatonight.net. We're right there in living color. 28-14. Wow, mine was 28-17. So, 855-266-5283. Grim de la Grim. What do you think? What's your guess?
Oh, you're going to hate me. I'm going with Oakland, 28, Arizona, 17.
No, I don't hate you. I think that could be the right play. I mean, see, here's the problem. Like I said, last week I had the easy pick, Seattle. They don't lose at home. They're not going to beat the Cowboys. It could be close, but I was so wrong on that. So this is ripe for an upset. I think that's a good guess, Grim. It could be an upset because it's not the obvious pick. The way Arizona's playing and how Oakland's playing.
That's right. We just finished the first of the trimester. I mean, football is like a pregnant woman.
Perfect. Right there. We're ending on that note. That was good. First trimester's over. And you know what? That's what happens. Eventually, there's a let up with the team. I mean, you could be perfect across the board, but usually there could be some stumble or something happens, and then, you know, the team that's 5-0, the team that's perfect and they look really good, that's when they pull the upset, the other team that's not expected to. So that's not a bad guess. Oakland is a good guess, actually. All right, a lot of people are sending us guesses, too. This one from Dave. Hey, Kate, long time. Gotta go with Arizona, 38-10. I think they're just going to romp them. I really do. I don't see how it's going to be close at all. I think somebody else had a similar score, 38-10. Phil in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Phil, are you a Royals fan?
No, I'm a lifelong Mets fan.
Oh, but hey, Mets, I've been right there with you at times. I understand the Mets need to really get their act together. That's for sure. Who do you like in this game? Do you like Oakland or do you like Arizona?
I haven't liked Oakland since after Jim Plunkett. And hadn't been much to like about them. But I think I'm going to go with Cardinals 35-17.
35-17, I like it. Great guess. So another Cardinal there. Thanks, Phil. Yeah, the Cardinals have been impressive. Tough to go against the Cardinals. So one so far for Oakland, and let me see in the email here if we've got anyone else that's got Oakland. We have the Stack who says, tough choice, Kate, because the Raiders could have that upset, especially in front of their face painter crowd, but Cardinals all the way. Final score is going to be 25-17. That's an odd score, but that we've seen a lot of odd scores this year. And Arizona seems to be the side that most people are picking. All right, here's another one. This one from Jennifer who says, I'm doing this for my boyfriend, Katie. He told me to send you a quick email. His name is Liam, and Liam likes Oakland, thinks they'll win it 27-17. Do we have him? 27-17. No, Grim de la Grim has 28-17. How about that? All right, here's another one. We can slip in. Gregory says, are you kidding me? How can Arizona not win this game? Carson Palmer would have to get sacked all day long. I don't see it. I'm going to say the Cardinals win it. And the final score that you're looking at that's going to nail this thing for the season, 35-14. 35-14. Very nice. I don't know that we have time for a call. Throw out the numbers just in case we get in quickly. If we hit the end of the hour, we'll take it if you're in already. I'm going to say if you're in the box. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. And in nailing the score, we'll do it again next week, same time, same bat channel. The whole idea is all you're doing here is picking a side. It's either Oakland or Arizona. And, you know, it could be Oakland. There's always an upset somewhere and a team that's cruising along that all of a sudden hits that wall. Got another one here from Kimmy. Kimmy says, Oakland all the way, Kate, 17-14. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.